So the big purpose of today's meeting is to kick off the 3.4 release cycle. And Steve and I talked prior to the meeting about the agenda, and I'm going to kick off to Steve here shortly. Thought I'd just give a quick overview. So the big thing we want to look at are the items that we talked about in London. So the big development items that we know we have people interested in leading the development and actually doing. We also have clearly some issues in JIRA that we need to get reviewed, and I don't think it would make sense for us to dig in that deep into JIRA today, but to clearly look at those in the future soon and decide what makes sense to scope for 3.4. So the basic structure here, we'll be talking about the major development items, giving really rough estimates on how long we think things are going to take, and then talking specifically about the release dates, and then brainstorming a little bit on community involvement. And after that, I just want to open it up to talk about the special topic candidates for next week and beyond. So with that, I think I'll go ahead and kick it off to Steve.
Hi, thanks, Chris. First of all, can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, in terms of going through the items that came out of our London meeting for the next release, I mean, one thing that occurs to me is 3.4 is a point release. And obviously, at some point in the future, there'll be a 4.0 release. So I do wonder whether we should consider whether some things are big enough to shift into a 4.0 release simply on the basis that they're kind of big changes to Fedora and that's where they belong.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So not just looking at how long it will take to complete things and whether we can get them in, but also whether, you know, just some of them are big bang type things. So I guess if we just run through the items that came out of that meeting from the wiki page, would that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll just pop the link up for that. So starting off, enhanced content models. I think we had broad consensus over the top four items there. So, I mean, does anyone have any general opinion on whether this is a 3.4 or a 4.0 type enhancement?
Is Asger on the call today? Let's see.
I believe in the enhanced content model, the thing that we had broad agreement on was a very, very small subset change.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, these are the things highlighted with green check marks on this I think each of these were fairly minor. So it doesn't look like Asger is on today. It also, the scope of these things seems pretty limited. I guess if we're just limiting the ability to validate to being on demand, that would seem to be editing, like modifying the existing validate, the little command line validate utility to be able to run through these. So doesn't seem to be a big architectural change. I can't see where this would imply any need to do like upgrades of object XML files either.
Yeah, I think I'd tend to agree with that looking through these items. I mean, going through them one by one, we've got an extension mechanism for DS composite model, use of this extension mechanism to include XSD references and our Lite references, validation, and the ability to clone objects via Fedora APIs. Obviously, we'll need to talk to Asger in terms of sort of time to complete those items. But otherwise, I mean, they seem appropriate for a 3.4 release to me.
Yeah, considering that they're already essentially done in the enhanced content models area, seems like it's not unreasonable to consider them doable for a 3.4 release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it worthwhile going through some of the non-green checked items, or are we agreed that those are probably sort of longer term?
I think if anybody, I think we could spend a lot of time talking about those. I think we might as well keep an open mind about the possibility of some of those being resolved before we get to 3.4, but I don't know if we'll actually be able to resolve any of them.
I think in general, the things that we identified with what we got the blue icon for were things that we needed kind of some more work or some more discussion on. So probably the best thing to do is to table those for future, maybe a special topics meeting on thrashing out some of these items.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Anyone got anything else on that? Okay. So the second item we have, a service definition and deployment improvements. We've got four items there we've got checked as being candidates for a 3.4 release. So are there any initial thoughts on whether they are, you know, too big for a 3.4 release and therefore should be in 4.0?
Well, I have a thought.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone has looked at the follow-up page there, but one thing I think probably is a precursor item to those things this idea of I've been trying to flesh out there of encapsulating the service deployment machinery better behind interfaces and having them loaded based on the content model of the service deployment object. Does that make some sense, what I just said?
So the
support for the different methods there, SOAP method bindings and things, in some sense, doing that other, moving towards that more modular approach would mean that a lot of these items could be rolled off as different implementing service deployment models, and for that matter, like the type of service markup that Asker was proposing for data stream methods could also, I mean, a number of things might. But that would also let us put the existing machinery into some default or, you know, old 3.0 library and maintain things that way as well. So in some ways, I might say that the SOAP things might seem more dramatic, but if we follow this other course, then it's also possible that that's just a supplementary library that, doesn't need to be so dramatic as a 4.0 release.
So do you think it's realistic to plan for the kind of reorganizing of some of these interfaces for 3.4, or you think it's more a bigger...
I have a feeling it's somewhat contingent on this conversation that we are also having about the module architecture.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of places where it would touch on that machinery, in particular, well, I guess one, of course, is when a particular deployment would be loaded, but another would be when the resource index is rebuilt, how the triples for the service objects get generated, because that's one of those contexts where some of the module machinery is used, but there's not a server object or a manager object, which is to say, I think it's one of those places that touches on some of the concerns that Chris outlined in the page on module architecture. So,
I'm just logging.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say the dependency on module framework, just so we capture that. Go ahead.
I'd started to put some notes down there, but because this is functionality that is not currently in the FCFG module framework, we might also experiment with saying in 3.4 we're going to include the Spring framework or the Juice framework and use this as a kind of laboratory area for working in that type of module architecture, since it would be new, this stuff would be new configuration or new default configurations anyway. So there would be another path there.
That's interesting. So what you're saying, Ben, is what might be an idea is to go forward with Spring/Juice framework in 3.4 and then use that framework as a kind of experimental change to the service deployment stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just noticed that there are a couple of aspects of this that that do this kind of implementation loading activity, and because it's all default implementations right now, if we're introducing alternatives there, this might be a place where that could be cordoned off as a kind of test case for Spring or Juice, whichever.
Yeah.
I just float that out as a possibility.
So it would make sense then to say most of these things that we agree on need to be done here have the dependency on the re-architecture of the module framework, and probably wouldn't fit in a release like a 3.4, like for instance the ability to do post or to support the alternate verbs end to end. I mean, sure, it'd be great if they could get done, but we do have that dependency for one. And two, I think, you know, there's probably some unanswered questions.
Yeah.
significant design work.
That's true. And the reason I've been trying to look into more the come up with an implementation loading solution for 3.4 is that then I think you could introduce alternate versions of these other classes as kind of post 3.4, pre-4.0 implementations without being disruptive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me as well. Okay, which brings us on to OSGI and Spring.
Yeah, so I've been digging into this a bit over the past week and would like to actually do a special topic on it pretty soon, but bottom line is I feel like, you know, there's clearly several items that will end up being better implemented with this in place. So I think it's important to schedule soon. It feels to me like while it is architectural in nature, that the effect to the end user of a 3.4 release should also be fairly minimal, meaning there will be differences in the way that things get configured. It won't be through Fedora FCFG, but it doesn't imply any changes to Fedora architecture concepts, like how you put your objects together and the fact that certain modules are available or not. To me, it feels like the kind of thing that could probably be have the majority of the work done in the next couple months.
Okay, so you're comfortable from a timing point of view?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in a way, this is kind of behind-the-scenes framework building to allow a major release to sit on, isn't it?
Yeah.
I missed that. What did you say, Steve?
I was saying, in a way, it's more like a framework building exercise to provide a basis for a major release. So if we, introduce Spring in 3.4, like Chris says, it's not a huge amount of impact in terms of the user, but it then gives you a platform to maybe do some major things in 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, what are you? How are you imagining that we might do configuration then if we go for Spring 3?
Yeah, I don't want to get sidetracked too much, but I want to talk about this in detail later. But basically, one obvious thing is not via Fedora FCFG. Probably it's looking to me like Spring is the obvious candidate here. And Spring has some built-in ways to do configuration, but briefly, in order to try to mitigate some of the concerns that people have about Spring XML hell, it has introduced a way to configure via external properties. So you do the wiring of, which classes are injected into which other classes as an XML style thing, but then for the actual configuration, you can externalize those to properties. And there's ways like we can take the stuff that's used for like some of the global configuration properties in FCFG and just put those in a properties file. And we can do the same for what we're calling today modules, but essentially, major. We can organize those however we want. The natural place is via, I was thinking probably multiple properties files, depending on the major area of functionality. But that's just a guess at this point. I'm just feeling comfortable that Spring gives us what we need there to do it in a pretty sensible way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get sidetracked either on this, but I mean, I guess for a point release, I was thinking that, I'd like for us to sort of have a pretty good idea of what we think we're going to roll out as far as configuration to the user. I mean, if it's going to, as problematic as FCFG has been, and the fact that not all configuration for Fedora is there, but, most of it's pretty much there. So if we're going to end up splitting out into a variety of places, basically, either that we are pretty clear with how much we're splitting things out, and and making that not too confusing, or we figure out a way to mitigate that by building some kind of a front to that, maybe like in the Flex client or something like that. But just so that we have some sense of where we think we're, how far we're going to push that for 3.4. I mean, because like if we only take on converting a few things, just sort of as a proof of concept, and then getting the underlying framework, you know, in place, then if there's not really even too many user facing changes as far as configuration, then maybe it's moot for 3.4. But if we're going to try to go for more, then you know, it'd be nice not to have like some remnants of FCFG plus sets of properties files for, you know, things that we have gone ahead with. And I mean, I think that's just pretty confusing for people, especially in a point release, to start doing that.
Yeah, to sort of shift the world too much.
Well, to shift the world, but not completely. So it's like a hodgepodge. So, you know.
So like when you say remnants of FCFG, you're saying like if we had a requirement that FCFG was there plus Spring configuration files, or?
Well, I was thinking, because I didn't know how far we were going to go with Spring for 3.4. So if we didn't get all the way to it, and so some of the modules basically end up staying as they are, then you know, then FCFG still needs to be there. So it's just sort of like either we, so that's, I guess, part of it is making, you know, deciding. So are we really going to make sure we refactor everything so that we can, in fact, get rid of FCFG entirely for 3.4, or are we just trying to tackle pieces of it and we're okay with that?
Well, the road I'm on now is to try to completely get rid of FCFG.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to have a mix either. And I think if we do, you know, successfully get through the configuration management questions for 3.4, then the change, yes, it will be necessary for people to change, you know, whether things are configured in an XML file or a properties file. But ultimately, you know, we should consider the long term as well. So we don't want to change how configuration is done for 3.4 without being confident that that's a fairly long term strategy too. So I'd like to get into those questions at a in a future special topics meeting pretty quick here.
Okay.
I tend to think of my thinking has changed just a little bit. I tend to think of the 4.0 release is, if you're going to make any significant changes that obsolete somebody else's application code, so that would be interfaces or possibly significant plugins that people are using, that introducing some framework changes, if it can be done incrementally, could be done in a point release and still consider it a point release.
Yeah.
Are there any other feelings about, you know, the difference between a point release?
Yeah, I want to be clear too that I think if we were to introduce significant API, web API style changes, that would be backward incompatible. That would be a good thing to push off to a bigger release. And also, as you mentioned, Dan, interfaces that people are actually using, especially, you know, low-level storage type interfaces that we know there are external plugins out there. That will potentially change. And if it does for a 3.4 style release, we need to make sure that those existing plugins still work. We just might have to provide some sort of compatibility code to tie it together the new way.
Exactly. And if that exists, you know, that seems to be fairly comfortable for point release.
And I realize this is a way of thinking that always makes you feel silly in retrospect when things seem harder than down the line. But you know, when you start looking at the Spring stuff, I'm tempted when I'm looking at it to think, like you could almost with really minimal changes to the existing module architecture support things in almost as is because of the way that the modules work now. I mean, I there are a couple of times where I caught myself just thinking, like, is this just an XSL transform of FCFG and not using the server modules?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems pretty tangible there.
Yeah, I think it is too. I mean, there are places where we've got coupling between the module class, the abstract base class for modules, and the actual implementation of that module, which need to be addressed. Because module has a coupling to server, but if we take out module and server and decide what's needed to make it work with Spring, it just means, for the most part, removing a lot of code that's unnecessary. And we can actually continue to use the interfaces as they were originally defined for the modules, for the module roles, I should say.
I mean, kind of replaying that, I'm getting the feeling that there's a thought that we could move all the way to Spring in time for 3.4, and it wouldn't be too disruptive, or there would be kind of workarounds available for external applications and modules. Other thought that does occur to me is, obviously, in terms of sort of scheduling work, what gets done when, this kind of change... it makes it difficult for other people to be kind of developing concurrently if this kind of thing's going on, I guess. In that it's probably something you want out of the way and then be implementing other stuff on top of it. In terms of dependencies between this and other stuff we might put in, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so try to get this going pretty quickly so we don't have unnecessary work ahead of us to try to... retrofit some of the stuff that depends on it.
So, do we have a broad consensus that moving all the way to Spring would be a good thing for the 3.4 release?
I think, you know, my opinion.
Makes sense to me.
Or do we have any particular disagreements? Need raising.
Seems like a good idea. If we can move all the way over.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's put that down for 3.4 and go into it in more detail in a special topics meeting. Okay. So moving on to Wednesday's session. High-level storage, is this the kind of architectural change that will be more suited to 4.0, or is this sort of thing that we would consider going for 3.4, and are we ready yet, or do we need some more work on thrashing this out?
This is Aaron. I tend to think it's more appropriate for Fedora 4 release. However, there are several issues. I'm basically starting to look through some existing Jira issues and see if there are any others that do some sorts of cleanup on existing code that would basically facilitate that. And that can be done, you know, in time for 3.4. It doesn't really affect much of, those are just sort of behind the scenes type of fixes. I think some discussion still needs to occur, especially with the versioning being a storage layer concern, that's kind of a very major discussion. And, you know, regardless of what the output, if it's decided that that's something that we want to do, that's definitely not a 3-4 level issue. I would feel comfortable basically, you know, just holding off at high level storage until another major release. But, you know, some issues here or there will likely can be made for 3-4 that will facilitate it. I'm thinking that in implementing it, the actual implementation process is not going to be that invasive, because I think we could probably just get away with an alternate implementation of DO manager and, you know, just have most of it exist kind of alongside that which exists now and enable it as a experimental feature. But, you know, I don't necessarily know if it'll be done in time for 3-4. So I think, you know, we should probably not slate that for 3-4.
So is this a fair summary then, that some of the cleanup and prep can happen for 3-4, major move to high level storage is a 4.0 thing, along with the versioning discussion, if
yes,
there are any big changes there. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, that's my impression, you know. I also just want to note this doesn't really have to do with deciding and release. So I just had a meeting today, and it looks like I do have the time and resources available to devote to being the lead on this issue. So, it'll move forward, but I don't think targeting for 3-4 is feasible or makes sense.
I'd like to after this discussion is over, I'd like to bring up the 503, though.
The Maven issue?
It's in this section, so I consider it a separate issue.
Oh, okay. Sorry, redirect. Okay, yeah.
So are there any other feelings on the high-level proposal?
No, I mean, to me, it sounds like a good one to put in a 4.0 release because it's kind of a major kind of news item for the community, if you like. You know, it's kind of a major step forward for Fedora, rather than a point release type thing.
It makes sense to me.
Okay, and I suppose, yeah, if we could get gyro issues raised for the kind of the non-major parts of that, that would be great. And so moving on. Yeah, other storage topics, I don't think there's anything particular that came out of there, is there?
Well, there's one thing that if it is feasible, even in part, to support a 503 response, especially to a retry after header, at least for a head request. It would be a minimal thing to help on folks trying to do hierarchical storage. Because we are working with the folks at Columbia and doing their SAM hierarchical storage and working with now Oracle. We have the circumstance where the data stream may not be available. It's on tape. And there may be a delay. But it does exist. We know it exists. It's in good shape. We just need to
efficiently say, wait. But in order to do that, this information has to be filtered all the way up through the Fedora, through the entire stack. So I don't know if that it'd be nice to get it into 3.4 if it looks like it's feasible.
So. Just to be specific, they're having support for 503 retry after, which we discussed. I'm not sure it's actually in this, but I do recall. Oh, there it is. It's in the text of the high-level storage.
Yeah.
So maybe what we need on that one, at least, is a JIRA issue. But clearly, unless we have an implementation underneath, you know, this doesn't provide any value until we have a storage implementation that actually makes use of it, right? So
that's correct.
So it's
and,
maybe.
I'm trying to talk the Oracle folks into to helping with that. But it's chicken and the egg. We need some way to pass it up through, and we need an implementation that can provide the signal.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that with the IRODS folks, too.
Yep.
So the two of those things have to come together. The one part for the committers is the part that passes the signal up through.
Yeah. So whatever's needed for 503 retry after support. Dan, could you add an issue for that to JIRA?
We'll do so. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems like it could be something as simple as, you know, a subclass exception that gets thrown that, you know, just gets translated into a 503 response.
So yeah, as far as the core is concerned, we need to make sure it's supported all the way up the stack, and whether exception, maybe the indication is via exceptions, most of the way up the stack.
Okay. Anything else on that? Okay. So moving on, the next item was semantic web and linked data. We had a couple of items that had a fairly general assent for that. The first was deprecating the light APIs by providing a move permanently response, and providing support for HTTP URIs in resource index queries, so some form of query rewriting for that. To me, they seem like fairly minor enough to go into a 3.4 or a 4.0, and effort-wise, they sound like they fit. Does anyone have any observations on comments whether they think they should be in 3.4 or not, or the scope of those?
Certainly for the deprecating the light APIs, the intention was to have them in 3.3. They just didn't quite get in. Certainly, it goes beyond the deprecating the existing ones in that it needs to be some of those need to be moved over potentially into the REST API because there's not a complete implementation for everything in light in the REST API currently.
Okay. I think we've still got a JIRA issue outstanding for the completion of the new REST API.
I believe so, yes.
That maybe needs revisiting so we actually identify what other REST API methods need implementing so we can do that then.
Right.
So we've got a dependency there then, yeah. And what about supporting HTTP URIs rather than just the Info Fedora URI scheme for the resource index querying?
It seemed like that was a neat way to address the issue of linked data and you know, providing linkage between Fedora and other systems instead of depending on info URIs necessarily. I don't know. You know, when I wrote up this document, that was more my general feeling about the thing. I didn't think we had a whole lot of discussion about it. I don't know. I mean, certainly like to give others a chance to chime in on this one. But to me, it looked like a potentially attractive thing that also didn't require really any kind of backward incompatible changes and would seem to position us a little better on the linked data front. Did other people have reactions to that?
I like the idea of it. I'm going to be interested to see how as we actually, if we actually look into the implementation of it, what it means or where we kind of interpose our that logic. I mean, where to implement the scope designator, I guess. But I'd put myself down as a plus one for the feature.
Yeah. I would see it, I guess, as being part of the RI search layer, so not part of the triple store or, you know, what goes into RailsX or Rails into what the triples get generated. I'd keep those within the kind of the local scoped info URI scheme. So it's just another way of exposing the triple store, as it were. There is a question, I guess, if we look at relationship API methods that maybe operate directly on RailsX or RailsInt rather than going to the resource index, whether they should also offer the same thing.
So that's the REST, the ability to make changes via the REST API to the triples. And it seemed like in that, I mean, you know, I think it's certainly fair for us to consider for inclusion in 3.4 if we can resolve it, but it did seem there were some more issues to work out around that in terms of, you know, whether it was done at the object level or at the data stream level. And
agreed, although we've got relationship manipulation in the SOAP API, haven't we?
Yeah.
So some exposure of that in the REST API would be quite a good thing to get in of some form, but it's up for debate how far we go with that. I'd have raised a Jira issue for that with that much detail.
So is the quads versus triples and the graph hierarchy, are those more 4.0 things than?
They sound like quite a big thing to me, and there's also quite a lot of dependency and additional work to be done in terms of, you know, testing performance and support both in Mulgara and in other triple stores and what might be, you know, needed within MPT store. And it does sound like it's just kind of, you know, a big change that should be in a major release rather than a minor one. Although, you know, some of the actual testing and investigation could go ahead before then.
Yeah, it seems like considering that you might run into, you know, reasons not to continue. There's not really any performance being a major possibility. One to go ahead and push forward on.
That's right. I mean, it could fall at the first hurdle. If we get some representative set of triples to actually try and pass out into different graphs, we might find that currently Mulgara just doesn't handle that well. I mean, it could mean that there are things that could be done in Mulgara to help that moving forward, but it might fall straight away.
Yeah, well, in that sense, it might actually be nice to be able to get that information straight away and be able to hand it over to Paul and say, this is where we're seeing issues, and so it's possible that Mulgara could be pulled up to snuff in time for the 4.0 release for that to work out.
Yes, no, that would be a very good idea to get at least the testing done so we know where we are. On a completely off-topic matter there, has anyone had any experience of Virtuoso Triple Store?
I actually haven't. I've heard, that's the one that's behind DBpedia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kingsley's company, I think, OpenLink. Supposedly, it's quite scalable. I don't know about indexing time, et cetera, but it seems to be, at least last I was kind of looking into it, to be one of the major workhorse kind of triple stores out there.
Yeah, and I did note it got named Graph Support, Quad Store built in, although I don't know what they do in terms of view semantics. But, okay. And the other items that we've got there are kind of dependent on the Quad Store stuff, or at least it wouldn't make sense to implement without knowing where we're going on the Quad Store stuff. So, okay. So, moving on, WebDAV or not, the one item that came out of that was developing a Dropbox module, Fedora, initially as a prototype, and not necessarily part of the core Fedora code.
I'm sorry, Steve, could I just make one more thing? I want to get in the notes here. That declarative specification of which data streams are triples to index.
Yeah.
I see, and one of the things you said there could be driven on a per content model basis. That actually relates a little bit to some of the things I was thinking about, I think I was commenting on earlier about triple generators. Being loaded on content models, so that I should just type this into the into IRC. But this is a place I think it touches one of the other features there. So that maybe we should create a separate JIRA issue for that.
Yes, that would be interesting, and certainly kind of removing it out of where it is in the core code at the moment would be a nice thing to do. So, but kind of there's kind of specification of what triples to generate. So the other side of that is where to put the triples in terms of a graph. That's why I kind of was thinking of it more times in terms of the quad store type stuff. Okay, anything else on that? Okay. WebDAV or not, just to say that again, develop a Dropbox module for the Fedora server, which scans the directory periodically and ingests them into as Fedora objects, initially as a prototype and not as part of the core code. Which sounds like a very nice thing to do. Would we actually consider that part of a release at all, or would we just want to coincide it with a 3.4 release if it's not part of the core?
I think it's... my feeling about this is that it should come as a sequence of prototypes that can be evaluated and evaluated by the community. It could use the SOAP or the REST API, and it doesn't need to be part of the Fedora core until we know what to do with it. So it could be decoupled from the release cycle, I think.
Okay.
So
it's my impression.
Sorry. So, I mean, we actually, MediaShelf actually built one of these last year for the Jewish Women's Archives, just because that's the workflow that they wanted, which is to be able to FTP up stuff into a directory and have that, you know, get ingested into Fedora. So, I mean, I can talk to Matt some about whether that's something we can just think about putting back into as a community release. So, why don't I follow up on that too?
Okay. So that's basically brought us to the end of that list. Is there anything else that anyone thought came up in the London meeting that we should also talk about for 3.4 release? Okay, well, thank you.
All right.
So I guess the main task is to make sure we've got those raised as items in Jira, essentially.
Yeah, so I guess just the leads for any of these sections can go and create Jira issues for the ones that we've got logged as 3.4 or even 4.0. And just include the scoping in there, and then that'll help in the future when we dig deeper. Steve and I talked about having probably doing a future discussion soon around the remainder, the items in Jira that, you know, bugs and feature requests and things, and see what's in there for possible inclusion in 3.4. But it'd be helpful to have these items at least started in the tracker, and then we can get a better, fuller sense as time goes on.
Yes, the picture of the whole release. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, I've got the Maven repository back up.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean, the error message was on the 5th that the Nexus failed. JVM exited while loading the application. I don't know why. But just if I can sidetrack for like 15 seconds here. some of this development infrastructure stuff, by the way, is clearly not our forte for keeping managed. And the Maven repository is one example. So I'll, you know, do what I can to keep things breathing for the time being. I don't think we've got a big emergency here with Nexus right now, but the company that built Nexus is quite involved in the Maven community and actually does open source repository hosting and provides the synchronization with Central. So I'm in discussions with them right now to get them actually hosting our repository for us. So, okay, that was slightly over 15 seconds.
Can we do a couple of other news items or stuff like that too?
Yeah, we've got a few more. I noticed we're just about at an hour now. Let's take a quick look back at the agenda here. I think we were hoping to just float some ideas on community involvement with the release, and I wanted to talk about special topic candidates briefly. So I guess, yeah, if there's any quick news items, Dan, that you've got, or
yeah, Oracle formerly Sun. Has formally decided to continue with the project that they've been running, a test bed, and that includes any advanced storage stuff, MySQL, and we'll probably be adding in Oracle testing, scalability testing, and hierarchical storage. Solid-state storage, different storage configurations. Largely, I've been working with them alone, but as we're going into the future, now that this is settled, I'd like to invite any of the other committers, or if there are some community members that would like to work with Oracle, to please go ahead and contact me, and we'll see if we can add them in as a resource to help us in our work on Fedora. So that's it.
Okay.
We have Fezzle 2 on the list as well.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Release. So what are the, I guess, Steve, you and Eddie would know most about this. Is there a chance of getting some of the Fezzle 2 stuff ready for 3.4?
Well, from the, I honestly don't know at this point, because I don't know how much funding we're gonna be able to round up on what time frame. So, we just had another sort of exchange back and forth with Mark, and I think I forgot who from Paul, it wasn't Richard, but anyway, the name escapes me. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's largely a matter of funding for the stuff that we scope for Fezzle 2, aside from the stuff that Steve is working on with York.
Yeah, and the stuff that I'm working on should be completed pretty soon, actually, so that'll be in anyway.
Okay. I don't know. Is that under the banner of Fezzle 2, or is that just considered an update to the Fezzle stuff? I don't know.
I don't know, really.
I don't know either. I mean, I guess, you know, technically that was stuff that we had slated for Fezzle 2, and then when it turned out that, you know, York was going to take on this piece of work, we didn't sort of officially say either way it's under a banner of Fezzle 2 or not. I guess it's part of the round 2, though.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just say Fezzle current stuff Steve's working on is in scope. But remainder stuff is, we're not going to count on it necessarily. But,
yeah.
Okay. We talked briefly about the release date last week, and I just gave my opinion that it, and this is only an opinion, that we don't have to necessarily be artificially driven by OR10 schedule. It turns out we've got, about 3.5 months until OR happens. I think a few of us would like to see the release happen before then, but just maybe would be good for us to pick a date. Steve, did you have any additional thoughts on this?
No, I'm in broad agreement with that it would be nice to have it out of the door ready for OR10. But we shouldn't necessarily hold ourselves to that if it does look like it's slipping in the stuff we want to get in the release. So I think we should, pick a code freeze date a couple of weeks before then. I guess, although it'll also depend to some degree on whether people are actually going to be around, whether there's anything else going on that we need to bear in mind in terms of that. Because I know the last release we were kind of running up to Christmas and people were disappearing off, which obviously had an impact on dates and stuff. So if we could kind of find out people's other commitments, vacations, or anything else around that date. So maybe we just pick a date and put that up in the air for people to comment on as to whether that's good for them.
Yeah, so let's say we did a release on
July.
Well, OR is July, what, 5th or 6th? So, I mean, we could plan to do it, like, July 2nd.
we could probably go for the week before. Maybe be preparing stuff and traveling and what have you.
So maybe the June 28th?
Yep.
Okay. I don't have any conflicts with that time. Anybody else? I guess, Steve, it's a bigger question for you right now, being a release manager.
As far as I know, I don't have anything. Let me just have a very quick check. That's all fine with me. So are we saying we'd have a code freeze 2 weeks before then, basically, then?
Yeah, that's what we typically do. So that would be June 14th.
Okay.
I haven't heard any complaints yet about those dates. Anybody got conflicts or know of things that are going on in June that we should be aware of?
Riri is happening the week of the 14th. I don't know if anyone from this group is going to be there.
I thought, no, Riri's July 20-something, isn't it?
Oh, did it get moved?
I think it's like the 26th of July. Yeah,
it got moved back to the end of July. No, I don't know the exact dates.
Yeah,
but it is July.
Okay, so it got moved. All right.
Okay.
Did it get moved just recently, like within the last week?
I talked to Mark in the last week, and that's the date he gave me. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I guess why don't we just put those as stakes in the ground for the time being and plan for it. So we talked, and actually Steve, myself, and Kai will have a another discussion offline about this in general, but about the release process in general. But thought it would be a good idea to solicit ideas for community involvement. The things that we've at least talked about a little bit so far include soliciting feedback on the items we've discussed in London from the wider community, and we talked about getting at least a pointer out there to where we're to probably the London meeting notes. Also asking people for input on the items they'd want to see, and very importantly, which items they might be able to contribute on. In terms of development time or other ways of contributing. Last release, we did a call for participation. I don't think that was particularly successful in bringing a lot of people in, but I think it's probably worth a shot to do again just to just establish the pattern, and you know, maybe a few more folks in the development community will step up this time. And but were there any other thoughts that people had on soliciting or getting folks involved?
Well, there's always the possibility of doing some sort of challenge, especially considering that this release seems to be leading up to OR. If there is some sort of community challenge that ended up with a award or something at OR, seems like that would be nice.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Well, let's think a little more about that, but that would be interesting. People do seem to respond well to those. Cool.
Now, do we ever consider putting out the release candidate for external testing? Just people want to install it and pick on the particular things that tend to be problematic for them or something.
Yeah,
we've done beta release. We have done at least one or two beta releases like that, right?
I don't remember
if we did an RC or labeled it as such.
I wonder. I mean, given the time we're shooting for, if either maybe we rethink this a little bit to put out a release candidate a few weeks beforehand, or we could also just treat it as part of our normal code freeze, to put together a release candidate. I guess the issue, well, we don't necessarily have to put a release candidate as a full downloadable release. I mean, it would be nice, but it's also not too terribly difficult if people are willing to take a look to actually just get what's in trunk from Subversion, and provided that the Maven repository is running do a build.
Yeah, it might be good to at least tag that so that in terms of any issues people raise, we know whether they've been kind of fixed prior or after the point at which they downloaded it, just have some stability there.
Yeah.
So I think actually, so Andrew's, question, I feel like, so it's just giving an idea. I mean, so one thing we could at least consider for OR then is maybe rather than pitching for a release in advance, I mean, we could put out, a beta and then sort of use that as an opportunity for like the user Fedora user group meeting at OR to, provide feedback and get more community, sort of round up the community and sort of into a sort of development cycle to some degree. I mean, I don't know how well that will work would be, largely us sort of kind of working out the details and making that happen. But, that could be a way to sort of open the door for more discussion and involvement. I mean, if we put it out as a beta and sort of point out areas that we want feedback, to sort of lead people along, and then, OR could become a good sort of sounding board for pieces of that.
Yeah, it seems we could also, I mean, if we did the release before OR, we could also use OR as a chance to get even further upfront feedback and input on some of the maybe more radical stuff for 4.0. So, I mean, I think we could use that time quite effectively either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that the idea of doing a release before and then utilizing OR for debates on 4.0 might be a better pairing.
Any other opinions on that?
Well, I'll just say, I mean, I see the point of, I mean, I take the point, I guess the thing with doing a beta and getting feedback is there's sort of a more direct feedback loop. So it depends on what you're after. I mean, if you're just trying to get opinion sort of feedback, that's one thing. And if you're trying to get sort of maybe more developer involvement, like contribution involvement, you know, getting them into a place where there's, I guess, more potential for, like, you know, I said this, or I suggested this, or I submitted this, and, you know, a couple weeks later, you sort of see it, like that sort of feedback, which, you know, potentially gets people sort of into it. I mean, maybe I think that's easier when it's closer to a release, as opposed to we just did a release and now we're talking about a major point release, which could be really far off. I think you can have a discussion about what you want in the major release sort of at any point, you know, and it sort of doesn't matter. I mean, you know, people will want to have that discussion regardless, but in terms of having timing where they can get sort of more direct involvement in actually like producing a release, around a beta or release candidate, sounds like that's the better timing.
Well, it seems like if we are planning on doing the release sometime in the next, say, 4 months-ish, then the amount of actual like feature feedback or, you know, scoping related discussions would probably be fairly limited in that. I mean, because we'd be so far along in the release cycle, changing scope too dramatically that late could potentially push the release out quite a bit further.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you could use that time to sort of rally people around testing it and improving the quality, and focus more on quality aspects than actual scope.
But Eddie does have a good point here is that I wonder if some of the discussions, because for the development discussions, I mean, they are getting on the wiki, they are in the developers list, some of them do get into the users list. Whether or not purposefully trying to put these in front of our community's noses getting, you know, always adding in the line and please comment on X page in the wiki or what have you, just on a routine basis. I wonder if getting a few extra lines like that in our email missives might bring the community in just a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great idea in general. I was kind of stuck on the question about how we use the time at OR and how that relates to when we actually do the 3.4 release. Another requirement here is that Steve's actually available to do a release whenever we have it scheduled. So if we did push it off, what's that?
I can generally work around the times that are there at the moment, so that's okay. As long as it's planned sufficiently in advance, that's cool.
So I heard Eddie suggested the possibility of doing 3.4 a bit after OR. You don't have issues with that, or?
No, that's fine. I mean, I guess there's two sort of things we're trying to address here, aren't there? Well, one is kind of feedback from the community in terms of what future roadmap 4.0 and further should look like, which I think would be very valuable to have at OR 10. And the other is kind of more to do with community involvement and getting more developers sort of buy-in and getting contributors feeling like they're more involved. I mean, is there any reason we can't actually do both?
Yeah.
So just another thing to throw out there, we could do something similar to what the DSpace community did recently, something more like a test-a-thon once we get close to a 3.4. And like Andrew suggested, maybe have a release candidate and put it out there and say, and try to just drum up some interest in the development community to give it a shot and try it out and look for specific things and essentially like what we do, as a committer group, but throw the invitation out a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
We could have an award for the most bugs discovered.
Oh, there you go. So it sounds like we're kind of coming around to this idea of maybe having a release candidate available for OR to trigger some of that discussion then. Is that right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, on the other hand, I mean, it is kind of nice to be able to go into OR with a fresh release out there that we can really talk about.
Yeah, it seems like it's sort of anticlimactic if it comes just after OR. Release candidate is kind of nice, though. I mean, if we did an official, or a little more than just saying, okay, the code's frozen, but if we were able to say, we're right on the heels of this release, we're excited about the features, please check it out and help us, ensure it's a good quality release. I don't know. Maybe that doesn't sound too exciting to some people. I don't know that we really have to resolve this now, but let's just keep an open mind about it and say that we're shooting to probably at least have code freeze a week or two before OR. So the majority of the 3.4 development work will need to happen before then. So it's still, we're still in the scoping phase, but as far as the actual release, we can talk as we go along about the actual strategy for when the release comes out and what we're doing for OR in the next few weeks. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Lastly, I wanted to solicit any ideas for special topics. And the one that I suggested was, and maybe for next week, if people feel like there's nothing else that's too pressing, is to get into the modularization discussion. And I could lead that discussion and talk about what I've done so far and sort of push on any areas that we feel like need to be pushed on in terms of how configuration happens, what guidelines we use and things like that. So first of all, are people cool with that idea? I'd certainly be happy to do that next week.
I'm certainly interested, and I actually believe that this will be the subject of more than one meeting. Because we need to talk about some of the subsystems.
Yeah, so could be. Are there any other candidates we've got hanging out there for special topics meetings coming up? I mean, it seems like some of the items from London that we talked about, whether they'd potentially go in 3.4 or not. I don't know.
I guess the things that came to my mind were around the high-level storage. If Aaron, if you're at a natural point in that work to talk about it again, or if it makes sense to wait a little bit on that and just kind of get some more thinking done beforehand. I don't know.
So what time scale are you talking about?
Oh, in the next, like, month or so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because I know, I mean, one, you know, big issue that it would be nice to sort of just, I guess, talk about sooner or later that we really didn't have time to discuss at the London meeting is, whether the question of whether or not, versioning is appropriate to have as a storage layer concern or not. You know, and I know it's not the main focus of the high level storage stuff, but it's if we're seriously thinking of that, it's kind of a that definitely would deserve something like a special topics meeting at least. You know,
I agree with that. I think the whole subject of versioning deserves a special topic meeting. In terms of the semantics and kind of, data stream versioning, whole object versioning, even repository versioning, I think there's quite a lot to bash through there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? We've got that as a candidate. How about Ben on the SDEF and SDEP improvements? Is there anything you feel would be good to sort of flesh out at a whole committer meeting or a special topic meeting?
Is a special topics conversation? I don't know that I could with the thoughts I have together so far fill up a whole meeting slot. But I can see where I might want to have maybe a 20 or 30 minute discussion about, for example, the way that that inference works for indicating that an object is a service deployment. Some of that is notes in that page right now. I think the bigger question is the module architecture.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any other promising prospects?
I think at some point it's time to twist the arm of the Northwestern folks to present their body of work to us on that they've been doing with Apache Sling and JCR and WebDAV.
Yeah.
I think they're far enough along now that we can reasonably ask. I also think it would be nice to have a walkthrough on Islandora. It's matured along. Paul was at our last meeting, and if you haven't seen it, it's a real nice presentation, and they got a virtual box to play with.
Okay. So those are clear candidates. Dan, and I know you've been talking actually with the Northwestern folks. Would you be able to send them sort of a little invite and feel out whether we could have them we could sort of host a special topic meeting with them
Absolutely.
At some point in the next couple
Absolutely.
Months?
Absolutely. No problem.
Okay. And let's see, Kai, did you, Kai or Steve, do you have any feeling on whether it would make sense to do that on your major work areas, or should we just kind of play it by ear for now?
Well, what sort of things you mean?
Oh, I'm talking about the SEMweb discussion. If you want to have a more in-depth discussion with the wider team.
Yeah, I think probably the most appropriate point for that is after I've done some sort of testing and investigation work on kind of the graph side of things, is maybe to kick off a special topics meeting on that, you know, present what I found, what the issues are, and see that where that leaves us, really.
Yeah.
That'll be a little way down the line there.
Okay. Okay.
And at some stage, we do need to sort of thrash out the whole sort of relationships API side of things, don't we? Which is sort of interlinked, but probably need some discussions on what we want to implement for the REST API. We've thrown some ideas out, I know, in terms of Sparkle update and that kind of thing. But
yeah. Okay. Well, this... so far, obviously, we can add to this, but this gives us a little more current list of topics that we can start focusing on for future meetings. So I think next week everybody's on board with the idea that we get into the module discussion, and then we can sort of follow along and decide what we want the next one to be. But I think we've got some good candidates now, at least. So thank you for indulging me on that. Anything else before we close up for the day? Okay. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yep,
we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay. For now.
Bye. Bye.